Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Silicon Ghoul, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Code of Carnage. The first time I saw Damien Thorne strap a homeless man into that fucking VR headset, I thought it was a charity stunt. The lab reeked of antiseptic and hubris. Fluorescent lights buzzed like flies over a corpse. Elysium Industries' innovation wing was all glass and steel, a temple to silicon gods who'd never bled for their creations. I stood in the observation deck, coffee gone cold in my hand, watching Damien's manic grin reflect off the one-way glass. "You're gonna love this, Alex," he said, adjusting the headset on the twitching man in the chair. The guy's hands were duct-taped to the armrests, his jeans crusted with piss and mud. "We're rewriting human suffering. Monetizing it." The homeless man, late 50s maybe, with a salt and pepper beard split by a scar, kept muttering, "No mas, no mas," like a broken prayer. Damien didn't speak Spanish. Didn't care to. "Fire it up," he barked at the techs. The simulation flooded the monitors. A hyperrealistic desert. Scorpions. Barbed wire. Then the knives. "Empathy version 9.3, Damien narrated, pacing like a TED Talk messiah. "Users pay to feel pain without consequences. Rich fucks will gobble this up. Addiction rehab? PTSD therapy. Fuck that. This is pure." The man screamed. Not a movie scream, a wet, guttural sound, like his throat was being torn out. His back arched so hard I heard vertebrae crack. On screen, his digital avatar was being flayed by invisible hands, muscles peeling like wet wallpaper. "Jesus Christ," I whispered. Damien laughed. "Better. Watch the vitals." The EKG spiked. 180 BPM. 200. The man's pupils dilated until his eyes looked black. Then the snap, his heart gave out, a flatline screech cutting through the room. The techs froze. Damien sighed, pulled off his $10,000 Tom Ford glasses, and rubbed his temples. "Beta testing's messy, Alex. You knew that. I'd seen worse in the Balkans. Maybe. 1999. A basement in Sarajevo. The stench of burnt copper. A Serbian general offering me a cigarette as I hacked his rival's bank accounts. Money's just blood with numbers," he'd said. "I was 19. Clean it up," Damien ordered. Two security goons dragged the body out by the ankles, leaving a snail trail of sweat on the floor. "And find another test subject. Sober this time." I followed him to his office, my dress shoes slipping on the polished concrete. "Damien, that wasn't a glitch. That was murder." He poured bourbon into a coffee mug shaped like a skull. "You're the CTO, not a fucking nun. We're pioneers. You think Edison cried over electrocuted elephants? Edison didn't strap the elephants to chairs." He leaned in, his cologne a chemical assault. "Every revolution needs fuel. These people." He gestured to the window, where San Francisco's skyline glittered like a circuit board. "They're ghosts. We're giving them purpose." I wanted to crack his mug over his head. Instead, I said, "Double the neural dampeners next time. Unless you want a corpse quota." His grin returned. "There's my pragmatist." That night, I dreamt in code. Green text on black. 1999.exe. The general's laugh. Then the homeless man's face, pixels rotting into error, file corrupted. I woke up in my $4 million Pacific Heights penthouse, vodka sweaty and shaking. Checked my phone. 3 a.m. A security alert. Test subject number 12 processed. Folder, Tears of Gaia underscore 12. They'd already replaced him. The next morning, I dug into the servers. My old black ops instincts, buried under stock options and artisanal espresso, itched. Found the Tears of Gaia repository. 12 folders. 12 videos. I opened number 12. Different man. Same scream. The simulation showed a burning schoolhouse. Children's faces melted like wax. The test subject, a woman with meth-scabbed arms, vomited violently before seizing. I slammed my laptop shut. "You're quiet today," Damien noted at the board meeting. The other execs chirped about IPO valuations and military contracts. I counted the exits. 3 guards. Biometric locks. Cameras in the vents. Just optimizing, I lied. The pain algorithm's lagging at peak trauma. Genius, he purred. That's why I stole you from the NSA. Stole. 2016, a Berlin safe house. Damien, then a venture capitalist with a hard-on for cyber weapons, sliding a contract across the table. Your country's done with you. I'm not. The pen felt like a detonator. I took the elevator down to sublevel 3. Restricted access flickered in red. The guard, buzzcut, tattooed knuckles, blocked me. CEO clearance only, sir. I flashed my badge. You knew. I wrote the fucking firewall here. He stepped aside. The room stank of ammonia and fear. 10 prison cells, plexiglass fronts. Inside, our volunteers. A teenager rocked in a corner, face buried in his knees. A woman scratched at her arm until it bled. Test subject number 13 stared at me. The Spanish-speaking man from yesterday. Alive. They told me you died, I whispered. He spat on the glass. Hijo de puta. Buzzcut grabbed my shoulder. You shouldn't be here, sir. Why is he still breathing? Mr. Thorne's orders. Stress testing resilience. I vomited in the stairwell. Damien found me on the rooftop, smoking clove cigarettes I'd sworn off in 08. Sentimentality's a virus, Alex, he said, plucking the cigarette from my lips. You're infected. The wind carried screams from the streets below. Homeless camps, sprawling like open sores. We could help them, I said. Use the tech for rehab. Therapy. He laughed. Therapy doesn't IPO. You know what does? This. He pulled a flash drive from his pocket. Label, Tears of Gaia underscore 13. Watch it. Then tell me you'd rather sell meditation apps. I watched. The simulation was a family dinner. A little girl blowing out birthday candles. Then men in balaclavas kicked down the door. The test subject, hashtag 13, begged in Spanish. Please, my daughter, she's real. She's in Oakland. The digital knives cut his avatar's tongue out. I drank until the screen blurred. At 2 a.m., I hacked the security feeds. Erased my tracks. Copied the Tears of Gaia files. This isn't me, I thought, trembling. The Alex from Sarajevo laughed. Isn't it? I uploaded number 13's video to an encrypted cloud. Typed an anonymous email to an Oakland address. Subject, your father. The reply came in minutes. Who are you? Why did you send this? I closed the laptop. Rain smeared the city lights into tears. Chapter 2, Ghosts in the Machine. The whiskey didn't help. I sat in the dark of my penthouse, Rose's video looping on my laptop. Her screams had dissolved into whimpers by the end, the sound of a human breaking like cheap code. Her daughter, Maria, had replied to the anonymous email twice. Why did you send this? Then tell me where she is. I deleted both. Cowardice tastes like copper and regret. 3 days after leaking the footage, I went back to sublevel 3. The guards didn't stop me this time. They just smirked. They know, I thought. They know, and they're waiting for Damien to give the order to dump my body in the bay. But the fear was worse when they didn't react. Like my rebellion was too small to matter. The cells stank worse than before. Rotting food. Unwashed skin. A man in cell number 4 clawed at his own shadow on the wall, whispering, "Not real, not real, not real." Test subject number 14. I found Rosa in cell number 7. Alive. Her left eye was swollen shut, her lips split like overripe fruit. She sat cross-legged on the floor, humming a lullaby. When she saw me, she didn't flinch. Just stared with her good eye and said, "Eres el Diablo? Are you the devil?" I'd heard that before. Asterisk 2012. A bunker outside Damascus. A Syrian colonel strapped to a chair, my malware frying his pacemaker. His last words, "Shaitan." "No, I lied to Rosa. I'm here to help." She laughed, a wet, broken sound. "Help." She lifted her shirt. Burn scars crisscrossed her stomach, fresh blisters glistening. "Your help did this." The door hissed open. Buzzcut and another guard dragged in a new subject. A kid, maybe 19, with a septum piercing and track marks. He kicked and spat. "Fuck you. Fuck this." Until Buzzcut tasered him in the kidney. "Another volunteer?" I asked, jaw tight. "Street trash," Buzzcut said. "Stole a cop's wallet. We're doing society a favor." Rosa kept humming. Damien summoned me to the empathy suite at noon. The room was staged like a spa, bamboo floors, trickling water features, VR headsets floating in glass cases like holy relics. Investors sipped green juice while Damien demoed a simulation, a user experiencing homelessness. "Total immersion," he crowed. "No more guilt when you step over them on the street." The investors clapped. One vomited discreetly into a potted fern. "Alex," Damien threw an arm around me, his Rolex digging into my collarbone. "Tell them about the pain algorithms. In Russian. They love that spy shit." I recited the specs. Neural feedback loops. Adrenaline modulation. Fucking word salad. All while Rose's lullaby looped in my head. That night, I hacked deeper into Tears of Gaia. The server was a labyrinth, Damien's paranoia etched into every firewall. But paranoia breeds blind spots. I found a subfolder, families. Photos. Home addresses. School schedules. Maria's Instagram was there. A selfie with Rosa at a taqueria, both grinning, cheeks pressed together. "Mi reina red heart," Rosa had commented. Another file, audio logs. Test subject number 7, Rosa M. Post-session debrief. I pressed play. "Damien, why'd you leave your daughter?" "Rosa." "I didn't. I went to get her medicine. The clinic, it was." "Damien, you abandoned her." "Say it." "Rosa, I abandoned her." "Damien, you deserve this." "Rosa, I deserve this." I smashed my fist into the monitor. Maria's third email arrived at 3:17 a.m. I found her bracelet in the video. The one I gave her. "Where is she? Answer me." Attached was a photo of the bracelet, rainbow threads woven into a name, Rosa. I drank. I coded. I drank more. By dawn, I'd built a backdoor into the security grid. "You look like shit," Damien noted at the morning stand-up. His tie was loose, shirt sleeves rolled up. A new tattoo peeked beneath the fabric, a circuit board pattern snaking up his forearm. "Souvenir from Tokyo," he said, catching me staring. "The Yakuza have standard Starda. Asterisk. The team discussed subject hashtag 14. S results. The kid with the septum piercing had lasted 22 minutes in a simulation of drowning in tar. Record time, a tech cheered. I excused myself. Sublevel 3. Cell number 7. Rosa was gone. A janitor hosed blood off the floor. "Where is she?" I demanded. "Medical," he grunted. The medical wing was a repurposed supply closet. Rosa lay on a gurney, for drip in her arm, face wrapped in gauze. A tech adjusted a VR headset over her bandages. "What the hell are you doing?" I snapped. "Mr. Thorne's orders. Resistance training." The simulation flickered on a monitor. Rosa's avatar stood in a burning room. A digital Maria cried in a crib. "No," I said. "Shut it down." The tech blinked. "Sir, I can't." I yanked the power cord. Rose's scream echoed anyway. Damien fired the tech. "Sentimentality's expensive, Alex," he said, sipping matcha in his office. A Monet ripoff hung crooked behind him. "You cost me $200,000 in training." "She's broken," I said. "Useless for testing." "Oh, she's not for testing anymore." He swiveled his screen. Security footage, Rose's cell, empty. "She's bait." The email on his monitor froze my blood. "Anonymous account. Redacted. Subject, your father. Attachments. Tears of Gaia underscore 13.mp4. Someone's been naughty," Damien sang. "But don't worry. I traced the IP. Some script kiddie in Minsk. Had his fingers chopped off this morning. He was lying. I could see it in the twitch of his eyelid. He didn't know. Not yet. Bait for what?" I asked. He leaned back, grinning. "For the real product. We're pivoting. Live simulations. Streaming a test subject's torment to their family, for a fee. It's interactive. Viewers vote on the next torture method." My stomach folded in half. "You're insane." "Rich," he corrected. "And you're welcome for the raise." I found Maria that night. She lived in a van parked behind a pawn shop in Oakland. The door was open. A .38 revolver sat on the dash. "You," she said, aiming the gun at my chest. "You sent the video." She was younger than I'd imagined. 14, maybe. But her eyes were ancient. "I know where your mom is," I said. The gun didn't waver. "Prove it." I showed her the photo from families. Her selfie with Rosa. "This was on your servers?" she whispered. "Yes." "Then why help me?" The truth clawed up my throat. "I don't know." She lowered the gun. "Liar. We met again at dawn. I gave her a burner phone. They're moving her tonight. To a facility in Nevada." "You're letting them?" Her voice cracked. "If I stop them, Damien knows I'm compromised. Then we both die." She spat at my shoes. "Coward. I need time to find others. 2. Burn it down, she said. Back at Elysium, I copied every file. Tears of Gaia. Financial records. Blood-soaked NDAs. I uploaded it all to a dead man's switch. If I died, it'd blast to every news outlet, hacker forum, and church group in the country. Then I went to Rose's cell. She was curled in a corner, rocking. The walls were smeared with her attempts to write Maria in blood. I knelt. I'll get her out. She grabbed my wrist. Her nails drew blood. Promateam. Promise me. Damien intercepted me at the elevator. Bad news, he said, fake frowning. Subject number 7's daughter? Found dead. Overdose. A photo flashed on his phone, Maria's van. Police tape. A body bag. My ribs turned to ice. You. Tragic, right? He pocketed the phone. Almost like someone told her where to look. The elevator dinged. Watch the live demo tomorrow, he said, stepping in. It's inspired. The doors closed on his smile. Maria called the burner at midnight. They're watching my van, she said. I'm at a shelter. Did you know he's lying? Yes. Burn it down, she repeated. This time I nodded. See. Chapter 3. The Judas Protocol. The dead man switch was live. I'd rigged it to a heartbeat monitor strapped to my wrist. If my pulse flatlined for 30 seconds, every secret Elysium ever buried would erupt online like a digital volcano. But Damien didn't know that. Yet. He called an emergency leadership summit at midnight. The boardroom smelled like Adderall and paranoia. Executives hunched over laptops, dark circles under their eyes. Damien stood at the head of the table, sleeves rolled up to show fresh ink on his forearm. A barcode now woven into his circuit board tattoo. We've got a rat, he announced, grinning like a kid about to dissect a frog. My monitor lit up with a screenshot. The encrypted email I'd sent Maria. Subject, your father. Someone's been naughty, Damien crooned, pacing behind me. I could feel his breath on my neck. Leaking proprietary data. Endangering shareholder value. The CFO snorted. Homeless junkies count as data now. They do when the feds start sniffing, Damien said. He tapped my shoulder. Alex, you wrote our security protocols. How'd this happen? Play dumb. Bleed smarter. North Korean proxies, I lied. They've been targeting us since the Pentagon contract. Damien's smile sharpened. Right. North Korea. He nodded to Buzzcut, who slammed the door. Let's play a game. Three truths and a lie. He threw a file on the table. Truth number 1, a photo of Maria's van. Bullet holes in the windshield. Truth number 2, security footage of me entering sublevel 3 at 3:17 a.m. Truth number 3, a screenshot of the family's folder I'd copied. The lie, you're fired. The room froze. But, Damien continued, since I'm a benevolent god, I'll offer redemption. He slid a contract toward me. CTO Emeritus. $20 million per year. Immunity. Sign it, he said, and the rat dies tonight. You walk away clean. I stared at the bullet holes in Maria's van. She's alive. She has to be. Who's the rat? I asked. Damien leaned in, whispering. You tell me. They locked me in the server farm to think. The room hummed with the sound of a thousand sins stored on silicon. I pulled Rose's bracelet from my pocket, stolen from the family's folder. Rainbow threads, frayed but still bright. Maria in her handwriting. The back door I'd coded pulsed in the system like a heartbeat. One command, and Elysium's data would hemorrhage. But if I moved too soon, Damien's mercs would carve Maria apart. My burner buzzed. Unknown number. Parking garage. Now. She stood by a concrete pillar, hoodie drowning her frame. The .38 in her hand didn't shake this time. You set me up, Maria said. No. They shot at my van an hour after you left. Coincidence. Damien's testing me. Us. She stepped closer. The gun pressed under my ribcage. Why shouldn't I blow your spine out? Because I'm the only one who can get Rosa back. Her eyes flickered. She's alive. For now. Damien's moving her tonight. To Nevada. The gun lowered. Then stop it. I need you to do something first. I handed her the bracelet. She inhaled sharply, like I'd punched her. Where'd you get this? His trophy vault. He's keeping it to break you. Maria slid the bracelet into her pocket. What's the plan? Burn it down, I said. Literally. The plan was stupid. Desperate. Perfect. Elysium's backup generators ran on liquid hydrogen. One spark in the storage tank, and the whole block would light up like a solar flare. But the security grid was a spiderweb of fail-safes. unless someone hacked the firewalls and diverted the guards. You're the diversion, I told Maria. She smirked. How about I just shoot everyone? Subtlety. Set off the fire alarms on sublevel 2. They'll evacuate Rosa first. And you? I showed her the keycard I'd cloned from Damien's office. I'll be cooking. The generators hummed behind 6-inch steel. I overrode the locks, sweat dripping into the keypad. Access granted. The tank glowed blue in the dark. Hydrogen sloshed like liquid ghosts. I rigged a Raspberry Pi to the temperature controls. Overheat the core, and boom. My burner buzzed. Alarms are tripped. Guards moving. Where are you? I didn't answer. The server logs blinked. 11:47 p.m. Damien's office login. He was watching. I typed a command, firewall underscore override equals true. The system screamed. Damien found me in the generator room. He held a Zippo engraved with Carpe Noctem. You missed my lighter, he said, flipping it open. The flame cast shadows like claws on the walls. Hydrogen doesn't need sparks, I said. Just pressure. Poetic. He stepped closer. But you forgot one thing. What's that? I know you. The Zippo clattered to the floor. The flame caught a hydrogen leak. Fire is loud. The blast threw me into the hallway. My ears rang. Smoke choked the air. Alarms wailed. Damien staggered up, face bloody, laughing. Now you're interesting. I crawled toward the exit. He grabbed my ankle. Where's the girl? He hissed. Gone. He drove his knee into my ribs. And Rosa? Safe. His fist connected with my jaw. Nothing's safe. I own the cops. The fire department. Even the flames, Alex. Sirens echoed outside. He let go, standing. Run. I'll give you a head start. Makes it fun. Maria wasn't at the rendezvous point. The parking garage was empty except for a pool of blood and a single rainbow thread. My phone buzzed. Got her. Attached, a photo of Rosa strapped to a gurney. Alive. Nevada off. Party here. Come play. Coordinates pinged, a warehouse near the docks. They'd taken Maria too. She knelt on the concrete, hands zip-tied, lip split. Rosa thrashed against leather restraints on a rusted surgical table. Buzzcut stood guard, a cattle prod dangling from his belt. Damien sat on a folding chair, scrolling through my dead man switch files on a tablet. Alex. He spread his arms. You brought the fireworks. I stepped into the light, hands raised. Let them go. Or what? You'll hack me. He tossed the tablet. My heartbeat monitor glowed on screen. Cute. But corpses can't send emails. Buzzcut pressed the cattle prod to Maria's neck. She convulsed, silent. Stop. I roared. Damien stood. Sign the contract. Or watch them die. The document appeared in his hand. I took the pen. Maria spat blood. Don't. Rosa screamed through her gag. I signed. Damien clapped. Loyalty. Knew you had it in you. He handed me the cattle prod. Now. Prove it. The room tilted. What? Test subject number 7's outlived her use. He nodded to Rosa. You finish her. Maria's eyes locked on mine. Burn it down. I swung the prod into Damien's throat. Chaos. Buzzcut lunged. I jammed the prod into his groin. He collapsed, howling. Maria headbutted the guard behind her, grabbing his gun. Go. I yelled, tossing her my keycard. Get Rosa. Damien staggered up, wheezing. You bug. He pulled a knife. We circled. You're predictable, he spat. Hero complex. Guilt. Weakness. And you're a cliche, I said. He lunged. The blade sank into my shoulder. I slammed him into the surgical table. Rose's hand grabbed his hair, yanking hard. Hija de puta, she screamed. Maria shot the lights out. We ran. Rosa limped between us, clutching Maria's shoulder. The docks reeked of fish and gasoline. A patrol boat's spotlight swept the bay. There. Maria pointed to a rusted trawler. Gunfire echoed behind us. I shoved them toward the boat. Go. I'll hold them off. Maria hesitated. You'll die. Promateam, Rosa begged, gripping my arm. Promise me. I kissed her forehead. She's safe. Go. Damien found me bleeding on the pier. You lose, he said, aiming a Glock at my chest. I smiled. Lifted my wrist. The heartbeat monitor flashed red. You lose. I stopped my heart. Chapter 4, Blood in the Firewall. Death is quieter than I expected. The monitor flatlined. Damien's gun froze mid-trigger pull. For 3 seconds, he stared at my corpse smirk, the doc's cold wind howling through his $3,000 haircut. Then the dead man's switch detonated. Elysium's secrets erupted online. Torture videos, bribes, a senator's taste for simulated crucifixion. The internet screamed. But I didn't see it. I woke up in a basement that reeked of mothballs and regret. Fading Dia de los Muertos posters clung to damp concrete walls. Rosa hovered over me, her hands pressing a blood-soaked towel to my chest. Maria sat cross-legged on a mattress, disassembling a Glock. You flatlined for 62 seconds, she said, not looking up. Bullshit, I croaked. She tossed me a phone. News headlines blared. Elysium CEO Damien Thorne wanted for crimes against humanity. Silicon Valley snuff films spark global outrage. Hacktivists declare war on tech elite. Footage played of riots outside Elysium's HQ. Protesters hurling bricks through the glass atrium. A kid spray painting devoured the rich on Damien's Tesla. You're a meme now, Maria said. A TikTok showed my leaked employee badge photo with the caption Hot Vigilante DILF. Rosa muttered in Spanish, stitching my gunshot wound with needle and thread. The pain was a white-hot brand. Good. Still alive. How'd you find me? I asked. Maria nodded to Rosa. She wouldn't leave the docks. Dragged your corpse here like a fucking Saint Bernard. Eres estupido, Rosa said, yanking the thread tight. You're stupid. Not arguing, I grunted. We stayed underground for 3 days. The safe house belonged to Rosa's cousin, a former cartel enforcer who'd retired to sell tamales. He brought us antibiotics and a shotgun. Cuidado con los halcones, he warned. Watch for hawks. Damien's mercs found us anyway. They came at dusk. Maria spotted the drone first, a black quadcopter buzzing outside the boarded-up window. Company, she said, racking the Glock's slide. Rosa grabbed my arm. Venerable. Her cousin had built a panic room behind a false wall. Smelled like gun oil and desperation. We crammed inside as boots crashed through the front door. Thermal scan shows four, Maria whispered, eyeing a cracked smartphone feed. Two upstairs. One covering the exit. One. The wall exploded. C4 residue rained down as a merc in tactical gear stepped through the smoke. Maria shot him through the throat. Rosa lunged for his rifle. Chaos. Gunfire. Screams. The reek of burnt plastic. I tackled the second merc, driving my knife into his ribs. He gasped, hot blood soaking my shirt. Thorne says hello, he choked, then bit down. Cyanide capsule. Fuck. Maria dragged me back as the body convulsed. They're suicide troops. No witnesses. Rosa crouched by the dead merc's laptop. Mira. The screen showed a live feed, Damien in a private jet, sipping bourbon. Regrettable oversight, he told a Bloomberg reporter via satellite. Elysium's board acted without my knowledge. I'll cooperate fully with. Maria slammed the laptop shut. He's fleeing. Probably to a non-extradition shithole. The panic room's air tasted like iron. We can't let him vanish, I said. Rosa touched her daughter's cheek. Venganza. Revenge. We raided a militia armory that night. Maria drove the stolen van, her hands steady on the wheel. You know this is a trap, right? He'll be expecting us. Yes, I said, loading mags with armor-piercing rounds. And you've got a plan? Kill him. She snorted. Genius. Rosa hummed her lullaby in the back seat. Damien's jet was scheduled to depart from a private airstrip near Tahoe. The hangar bristled with mercs. I'd hacked the FAA database, or tried to. My hand still shook from blood loss. You're a liability, Maria said, adjusting her night vision goggles. Not the first time, I said. We infiltrated via the sewage tunnels. The stench was biblical. Rosa didn't flinch. The hangar glowed under floodlights. Damien's Gulfstream gleamed like a chrome coffin. Six guards patrolled. Thermal scans showed two more inside the jet. Maria slit a guard's throat from behind. Silent. Efficient. Rosa snapped another's neck with her bare hands. Where'd she learn that? We reached the jet stairway. Damien waited at the top, holding a martini. Alex, he called. You look like shit warmed over. I aimed my rifle. Game over. He grinned. You forgot the cheat codes. The hangar doors exploded. Armored SUVs skidded in, disgorging a dozen mercs. Not his usual rent-a-goons. These were PMC elites. Night vision. Suppressors. No patches. Meet my new friends. Damien shouted. Blackwater alumni. Very enthusiastic. We dove behind fuel drums as bullets shredded the air. Maria returned fire. This your fucking plan? Working on it. Rosa pointed to the fuel truck. Allie. I nodded. Cover me. Sprinting across the tarmac, bullets nipping at my heels. The truck's cab was unlocked. Key in the ignition. Thank you, lazy contractors. The engine roared. Damien's eyes widened. Shoot him. I floored it toward the jet. The mercs scattered. Damien leapt from the stairway as the truck plowed into the Gulfstream's wing. Fire. The blast threw me through the windshield. I skidded across concrete, ribs cracking. Damien crawled toward an SUV, his suit jacket ablaze. Maria dragged me behind cover. Still alive. Debatable. Rosa tackled a merc, stabbing him with a broken bottle. Damien revved the SUV. Encore, he screamed, peeling toward us. Maria shoved me aside. Fired three rounds into the windshield. The SUV swerved, flipped, and crashed into the burning jet. Silence. Then laughter. Damien crawled from the wreckage, face half-melted, hair still smoldering. You fucking hack, he rasped. I limped over. Pressed my boot to his throat. Any last words? He spat a tooth. Check your inbox. My phone buzzed. A video feed, a suburban home. A sleeping couple. My brother. His wife. I'll burn them, Damien gurgled. Maria put a bullet in his skull. The cops arrived as we fled. Rosa drove. Maria slumped in the passenger seat, clutching her side, a bullet graze. I stared at the video. My fault. All of it. Where now? Maria asked. I closed my eyes. Somewhere he can't follow. She laughed bitterly. Nowhere's safe. Rosa reached back, squeezed my hand. See. We ditched the van in the woods. Hiked to an abandoned ranger station. Maria patched her wound with vodka and duct tape. I checked the news. Damien Thorne dead in mysterious explosion. Eyewitnesses claim vigilantes involved. FBI offers $5 million reward for Silicon Ghost. My face, leaked from Elysium servers, splashed every screen. Maria tossed me a protein bar. Celebrity life sucks, huh? Rosa prayed over a candle. For her daughter? For me? The silence ached. What now? Maria asked. I thought of my brother. His kids. The video Damien sent. We kill the rest, I said. Maria raised an eyebrow. The rest? The board. The investors. Everyone who funded this. She smiled. Sharp. Hungry. Now you're talking. Rosa blew out the candle. Darkness. Chapter 5, Colonel Panic. The safe house was a rotting motel outside Bakersfield, neon sign flickering vacancy like a taunt. Maria duct taped a tarp over the shattered window while Rosa scrubbed dried blood from her knuckles in the sink. I stared at the laptop, its screen a graveyard of faces, Elysium's board members, smirking in yacht selfies and charity galas. We hit Cho first, I said, zooming in on Meredith Cho's diamond choker. She's the money. Cut her, the rest bleed. Maria tossed a burner phone on the bed. She's holed up in her Aspen bunker. Private army. Motion sensors. Impenetrable, according to her Instagram. Nothing's impenetrable, I muttered. Rosa turned, her eyes hollow. Sangre. She pointed to my bandaged ribs, seeping red. Necessitas medico. We need vengeance, Maria snapped. Your mom's corpse is still warm, and you're playing nurse? Rosa flinched. I stood, blocking Maria's glare. Enough. Or what? She shoved me. You'll hack me to death? The room crackled. Rosa hummed her lullaby, louder, like a ward against chaos. We drove to a hacker den in Oakland, a basement behind a faux joint reeking of ramen and solder fumes. The crew, three anarchist teens and a geriatric ex-NSA cryptographer named Wrench. Cho's bunker runs on Elysium's quantum servers, Wrench wheezed, projecting blueprints. Break the encryption, you'll set off a kill switch. Poof, data gone. Maria leaned over his shoulder. So we go analog. EMP her grid, slice her throat in the dark. EMP's too loud, I said. We need her alive to access the board's escape plans. Alive? Maria laughed. Since when? Since I need answers. She stormed out. Rosa followed, leaving me with the echo of slamming doors. The plan was stupid. Perfect. Wrench's team spoofed Cho's biometrics using photos from her daughter's TikTok. Maria and I would pose as contractors repairing her bunker's HVAC. Rosa, lurking in the woods with a sniper rifle, was our failsafe. If this goes sideways, Maria said, strapping a ceramic knife to her ankle, I'm burning you first. The van rattled up the mountain. Snow blurred the windows. Cho's bunker was a concrete tumor grafted into the Rockies. Two guards patrolled the gate, AR-15s slung over Patagonia vests. ID, the taller one barked. I handed over forged badges. Bearclaw HVAC. Here to fix the thermal leak. He squinted. Thermal leak? Yeah. Your quantum servers are about to melt. They waved us through. Inside, the bunker was a tech bro's wet dream. Glass floors over server farms, Warhol knockoffs, a Tesla coil humming in the foyer. Cho's voice echoed from a conference room. Liquidate the Geneva assets. The ghost won't stop until. Maria jammed a signal jammer into the wall socket. Go. I accessed the server room, gloved fingers dancing across the keypad. Wrench's backdoor flickered to life. Downloading. 12%. Footsteps. A guard rounded the corner. Hey, what are you? Asterisk. Maria's knife hilt cracked his temple. Faster, she hissed. 64%. Alarms blared. Red lights strobed. Intruders in Sector B. 89%. Cho's scream cut through the chaos. Kill them. 100%. I yanked the drive. Move. Guards funneled the hallway. Maria tossed a smoke grenade, and we ran, coughing, toward the garage. A bullet grazed my ear. Alex. Rose's voice crackled through the earpiece. Three jeeps, coming up the south ridge. Maria hotwired a Range Rover. Where's Cho? Here. Cho lunged from the shadows, diamond choker glinting, a pearl-handled pistol in her hand. You ruined everything. Maria shot her in the knee. Now we're even. We threw Cho into the trunk and peeled out, bullets pinging the rear windshield. The cabin was a hunter's shack wrench owned, stocked with MREs and moonshine. Cho whimpered on the floor, her blood seeping into bare pelts. The board's escape plan, I demanded. Where? She spat. You're dead either way. Maria knelt, pressing Cho's diamond choker into the bullet wound. Where? Private jet. Tahoe airstrip. Tomorrow at dawn. I checked Wrench's intel. She's lying. The jet's scheduled for Dubai next week. Fuck you. Cho screamed. Maria twisted the choker. Try again. Nevada. Desert airstrip. Coordinates 36.1699 degrees north, 115.1398 degrees west. Now let me go. I cross-referenced. Abandoned Air Force base. Makes sense. Maria stood. Thanks. She shot Cho between the eyes. What the fuck? I grabbed her arm. She ordered simulation number 4. Maria shrugged. An eye for an eye. Rosa stared at the body, humming louder. Back at the motel, Wrench decrypted the files. The board was fleeing at dawn. 6 private jets to 6 non-extradition countries. We can't hit them all, Maria said. We don't need to. I zoomed in on the flight logs. They're meeting at the airstrip first. One last party before vanishing. Maria grinned. RSVP, hell no. Weapons prep was a fever dream. Maria welded C-4 into a drone. Rosa sharpened her knife, the steel singing. I rigged EMP grenades, my hands trembling. You're dying, I realized. The wound in my ribs had festered, yellow pus staining the bandages. Maria noticed. You look like shit. I'm fine. You're not. She tossed me a morphine pen. Don't pass out mid-massacre. Rosa touched my forehead. Caliente. I'll live. She pressed Rosa's bracelet into my palm. Promethium. Promise me. We parked a mile from the airstrip. The jets loomed like albino vultures under the moon. Guard rotation every 7 minutes, Maria said, adjusting her night vision. I'll plant charges on the fuel trucks. You and Rosa handle the hangar. Rosa nodded, slinging her rifle. Stick to the plan, I warned. Maria smirked. Since when? The hangar was a cathedral of greed. The board lounged on leather couches, snorting coke off VR headsets. Should have killed Thorne sooner, Raj Patel slurred. His empathy tech was a liability. I lobbed an EMP grenade. Sparks rained. Screams erupted. Alex. Raj lunged for a shotgun. Rosa shot it from his hands. Game over, I said. But the board wasn't alone. Mercs poured from the jets, Damien's mercs, faces I'd seen in Elysium's files. You didn't think we'd prepare? Meredith chose twin sister or clone, sneered. Damien's insurance policy. Maria's voice crackled. Got a problem. The fuel trucks were decoys. The real tanks were underground. Alex. Maria screamed. It's a. The line died. Rosa covered me as I ran. Maria was pinned behind a jeep, leg bleeding. Trap, she coughed. They knew. The board's laughter boomed through PA speakers. Did you really think we'd run? We are the system. A drone swarm hummed overhead. Armed. Burn it down. Maria shoved detonators into my hand. I hesitated. Do it. I pressed the trigger. The explosion was a sun swallowing the desert. Jets melted. Mercs vaporized. The bored screams harmonized with the inferno. Maria, Rosa, and I crawled through flames. Where now? Maria rasped. I didn't answer. The morphine faded. The world dimmed. Rosa caught me as I fell. Promethine, I mumbled. Darkness. Chapter 6. Control plus Alt plus Delete. The world called us heroes. Revolutionaries. Hacktivists. Bullshit. Heroes don't wake up sweating through nightmares of men begging in languages they don't speak. Heroes don't carry the stink of burning flesh in their clothes. Maria drove the stolen sedan through the Mojave, her knuckles white on the wheel. Rose's bracelet dangled from the rearview, rainbow threads catching the dawn. Next exit's theirs, she said, nodding to a private airstrip shimmering in the heat. All 6 board members. Private jet to Dubai. Non-extradition, just like that fucker planned. I checked the Glock's mag hollow points. You don't have to do this. She laughed, cold, sharp. You gonna monologue now? Save it for the live stream. The live stream was her idea. Every second of what came next would broadcast to the dark web. The families, the fucking PDA moms sharing popcorn over Wi-Fi. Justice as entertainment. Poetic? Maybe. Or just another kind of sickness. The airstrip guards wore tailored suits and earpieces. Ex-military, but soft from years of executive security. Maria sniped 2 from a ridge while I slithered through the desert scrub. The third guard died mid-piss against a fuel truck, his zipper still down. Clear, Maria said through my earpiece. The Gulfstream stairs were down. Laughter spilled out, champagne flutes and cigar smugness. I climbed, blood humming. No, the trick is offshore shell companies, a woman drawled. You bury the bodies in the blockchain. 6 faces turned as I stepped inside. The board. Meredith Cho, ex-Google VP, her diamond choker worth more than the homeless camp she'd incinerated in simulation number 4. Raj Patel, venture capitalist, who'd funded Damien's research after his own daughter overdosed on Elysium brand opioids. For others. Oligarchs. Politicians. Ghosts. Alex, Meredith purred. We were just discussing your audition tape. The one where you flatlined? Chef's kiss. Raj aimed a gold-plated desert eagle. Damien said you'd come. Left a little insurance. He tapped a laptop. The screen split into 6 live feeds. My brother's house. Maria's shelter. Rose's cousin's tamale truck. All rigged with C4. Sit, Raj said. Let's negotiate. I sat. Smart boy, Meredith said. We'll erase your warrants. Give you a real payout. You disappear. We disappear. Everyone wins. I leaned back. Except the people you tortured. Raj shrugged. Tax write-offs. The laptop chimed. Livestream, active, 12,000 viewers. Maria's voice crackled through the jet speakers. Hey, fuckwads. They froze. I smiled. You forgot the back door. Maria had hacked the jet's Wi-Fi, flooding the cabin with the tears of Gaia files. The board watched their own crimes on loop. A CEO's daughter voting to flay, subject number 9. A senator jacking off to a simulation of his intern's suicide. Meredith lunged for the emergency exit. I shot her kneecap. Sit, I said. Raj's gun trembled. You're insane. We're insane. Maria's face filled the screens, her smile a scalpel. You funded a snuff film empire. You jerry-rigged hell. I tossed 6 VR headsets on the table. Put them on. Raj snarled. Go to. I shot his thumb off. The gun clattered. Screams erupted. Headsets. Now. They complied. The simulations were custom-built. Meredith relived her daughter's overdose, a fentanyl tide she'd approved for market testing. Raj became a Rohingya refugee, watching soldiers burn his village, a scenario he'd greenlit for Tears of Gaia, Genocide Edition. The others. Their worst sins, liquefied and injected into their veins. The jet filled with screams. Maria watched via feed, her voice soft. This what you wanted, Alex? Balance. I stared at the writhing bodies. No. Then why? So they die knowing exactly what they are. Police sirens wailed in the distance. The livestream hit 2 million views. Maria's voice sharpened. Time's up. Plant the charges and go. I didn't move. Alex. The C for on my brother's house, I said. It's still live. A beat. So. Raj's laptop has the kill codes. I stay, I disarm them. I leave. You martyr yourself, she hissed. Fucking cliche. The board members' screams crescendoed. One by one, their hearts gave out. Meredith was last. "Please." I crouched beside her. "Tell the devil I'm coming." Her headset sparked. Maria met me at the stairs. "You're really doing this?" I handed her Rose's bracelet. "Get to the others. Disarm the bombs. And you." I nodded to the C for lining the jet's hull. Control-Alt-Delete. She hesitated. For a second, she looked 14 again, lost, furious, alive. Then she hugged me. "Quick. Brutal. Vaya con Dios, asshole." I watched her vanish into the desert. The charges beeped. 60 seconds. I slung Raj's laptop over my shoulder. Typed the kill codes. Bomb number 1, Brother's House disarmed. Bomb number 2, Shelter disarmed. Bomb number 3, Tamales disarmed. 10 seconds. My phone buzzed. A text from Maria. "They're safe." "So?" I replied. "Burn it down." 5 seconds. I lit a clove cigarette. The first drag tasted like Sarajevo. Like Berlin. Like Rose's lullaby. The explosion was a star being born. Epilogue. They never found my body. Just the laptop, charred but intact. The files inside birthed 1,000 lawsuits. 100 arrests. 12 suicides. Maria kept the fight alive. Hacktivists now call her La Fantasma, the ghost in Silicon Valley's machine. Rosa. She tends a garden in Oaxaca. Sunflowers, mostly. As for me, I like to think I'm code now. A virus in the bloodstream of empires. Or maybe I'm just ash, clinging to the wind. Doesn't matter. Justice isn't an ending. It's a girl with a dead mom and a knife that cuts.